Jason's currently going through the very difficult process of deciding which happy birthday Facebook posts to like and which ones to ignore.
It's going to bring on the maniples.
You can't start liking them, because if you like one, you have to like all, and you're going to get over 100 posts on your Facebook today.
I know.
And you can't possibly go through them all.
I'm going to get carpal thumbel syndrome from clicking like.
Have you? You've already started the process?
Oh, it's impossible.
You have to like them all now.
I know, because
you can't
stop. Some people are going to feel like, well, wait a minute, what about my Felice?
I think it's fun not to check Facebook all day and then see how many you got at the end of the day.
Are you suggesting that as my boss?
Would that make you feel better?
I think it's fun never to go online during your working hours. Quite right.
Ready for this? Let's do this.
What's that?
We are going to make a decree. A proclamation. There's a new day in town.
Yeah.
February 15th, 2016.
15th, is that what they're saying?
February 15th, 2016, because that was the day of your party.
That was last week, yeah.
That will be proclaimed Jason Fetty Day.
It's official, actually, isn't it?
I am holding in my hand a City of Laguna Beach proclamation signed by the mayor and the mayor pro tem, Steve Dictorow and Tony Eisman.
Yep.
That literally says, here is a proclamation honoring Jason Fetty, recognizing you and all of your accomplishments. Now, I know we've spent a week blowing smoke up Jason, but I suppose we should
now
read
this. Now we're going to set fire to him.
I suppose we should read this. Now we're lighting a match. Here's Jason Fetty Day, the proclamation. Whereas Jason Fetty landed on the shores of Laguna Beach in 2000 and from the start shared his rich talent for song and songwriting with the community, and whereas he has graciously donated his time and talent to the so many of Laguna's cherished community groups, including the Friendship Shelter, School Power, the Laguna Beach City's Sister City's annual Fête de la Musique, the Sawdust Art Festival, the Laguna Beach Playhouse, First Thursday's Art Walk, Hospitality Night, the Festival of the Arts, KX93.5 Radio. And whereas Jason has brought the Laguna Beach community together over the airwaves with his wit, sense of fun, and lively interviews, to say nothing of the alchemy that transmutes our local crimes into songwriting gold, the singing of the Laguna Beach Police Blotter. And whereas he brought Music in Common, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to strengthen, empower, and educate communities through the universal language of music, to Laguna Beach, the project brought young people of diverse faiths together in the tradition of tolerance and respect that our city so values. Whereas after struggling with drug addiction and being a useless member of society, Jason managed to turn his life around so far that he has been able to offer his experience, wisdom, guidance, and his love to so many in our community committed to sobriety. Therefore, the mayor and the city council of Laguna Beach honor and recognize Jason Fetty for his accomplishments.
Isn't that nice?
It's beyond nice. It's completely overkill. You got a stamp here, the City of Laguna Beach official stamp.
Is it really? Is it sealed?
Dude, you got all this is real. It's a real document.
Let me see that thing. Let me see.
Touch it.
It's a
perforated.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
a real,
it's got a real stamp.
It's like a
on
crest.
It. Yeah. Goodness me, they've sealed it. And it's signed by these two lunatics, Steve Dictorow and Tony Eisman. Wow.
I don't know what they're thinking.
Isn't that amazing?
It's unbelievable, Jason. So February 15th, that's Jason Fetty's proclamation day. The day we celebrated his birth. Should we get your mom on the phone today? Maybe we should get your mom on the phone today.
Maybe we should, yeah.
She awake?
She might be, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to take in, really. I used to come here on vacation. And to be so much part of the town now and have a declaration is phenomenal. I'm very grateful.
I'd like to tell you you deserve it, but...
Yeah, you don't think that. You're just jealous.
A little later on in the show, John Troy, a local singer-songwriter, favorite of ours, host of John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, is going to sing a song that he playfully wrote for Jason's 50th live on the air. It'll be great.
You're going to feel the love. I know.